Majority Democrats in the Washington State House have unveiled a plan to rebalance the state's budget. The spending blueprint released today does not call for a general tax increase, but it would delay a massive payment to public schools. It also relies on savings from reduced demand for state services. But Democrat Jeannie Darnielle cautions those savings are not the result of an improving economy. Instead, she argues, they're largely because of previous cuts to state services.
We have to wonder, as we look now at 17,000 children who've fallen off the rolls for the temporary assistance for needy families, what's the status of those children in our state today?
Unlike the governor, House Democrats do not propose to shorten the school year to balance the budget. They would, however, cut payments to city and county governments. The spending plan also calls for an end to a tax break for out-of-state banks and would leave $500 million in the bank as a cash reserve. The Washington State Senate is expected to present its budget proposal next week.